Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker. You might know me from SiriusXM Radio. I mean, I was there for like 12 years after all. But then Howard Stern allegedly got jealous of me, so I had to leave. I was actually able to pull myself up by the bootstraps and start my own podcast, Taste of Taylor, which is now officially with Dear Media. I'm so excited to say that. Ha! So I promise you, in this podcast, you're going to either learn about something, you're going to be inspired by someone that's like always coming from a perspective of like humor, then this is the place for you. I hope you enjoy this little snack.
Hey everyone, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the founder and CEO of Create and Cultivate, and this is Work Party, a podcast for a new generation of women who are ditching the rule book and redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. In each episode, we bring in leading female entrepreneurs for real talk advice on the topics that matter most to the modern career woman. From hiring to mentorship to raising money and so much more. Whether you're pivoting to a new industry, negotiating a raise, turning your side hustle into a full-time gig, or pitching your company to investors, we're giving you the tips and tricks you need to take your career to the next level. Ready to make some money moves? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast. The experience of thinning hair is not only a physical journey, but an emotional one. Many people, especially women, suffer from hair loss and thinning without support or understanding of why it's actually happening. But the truth is, this is an incredibly common experience for both men and women, and something that affects hundreds of millions of people in the US alone, including my guest here today. After years of struggling to take control of their own hair journeys and frustrated by ineffective products and expensive prescription drugs, these entrepreneurs decided to take things into their own hands. When they founded Nutrafol, they established an entirely new category of self-care products in the process, hair wellness. Today, Nutrafol is one of the most popular supplements for hair wellness with efficacy backed by clinical studies, not just marketing dollars. The formulas, pharmaceutical-grade botanicals, and standardized ingredients work naturally in the body to combat the underlying causes of hair loss, things that include stress and hormones, diet, environmental, and lifestyle factors. At the core of their mission, these founders aim to educate and destigmatize hair loss and thinning for both men and women. For this episode of Work Party, I'm sitting down with Nutrafol founders, Giorgio Setzi and Dr. Sophia Kogan, MD, and dive into their personalized and education-driven mission that has helped thousands and thousands of people around the world. Let's welcome them to the show. So let's talk about how Nutrafol started. Obviously, it was born from taking control of your own hair stories and the desire to help others to do the same. So can you take us back to the beginning? Tell us a little bit about starting the business and how you guys met.
Thank you for having us on the show. So yeah, Nutrafol was born from taking control of our own, you know, hair stories. I suffered from hair loss in my early 20s, really, and I'm genetically predisposed, and I was on a finasteride, which is a hair loss drug, for over 9 years, and I suffered tremendously from some of the side effects. So I was lost. I didn't have any solution that was really effective and very healthy at the same time. So that really what sparked me to open up to my business partner, Roland Peralta, and to Sophie, to address this concern. We were very interested to find a healthy solution that was also really working. Yeah, the hair loss drug that I was on, unfortunately, caused a lot of side effects. And every single time I stopped using the drug because of the side effects, I started to lose my hair pretty rapidly. So, I was suffering in silence for a very long period of time, and that really sparked us to dive in and understand what's happening from a hair biology standpoint.
Yeah. And just to go back for a second, we knew each other socially, you know, and so I think coming together with this common affliction was sort of natural to us. From a woman's perspective, I had suffered from a lot of stress-related thinning at different periods of my life, especially in like medical school, or initially actually it started with an eating disorder when I was younger and teenage years. So a lot of girls experience that. So that really manifests strongly in the hair. And then afterwards, it never really just came back. So I was constantly under this, you know, I'm really predisposed to stress during medical school residency, you know, and subsequently any periods of extreme stress, I was just shedding a lot. And also just like Georgios was saying, I was just kind of suffering in silence, even though I was in the medical field. It's often something that we internalize and we don't have the knowledge or awareness that we could really talk about it, you know? So it was something that was a very common denominator for us.
Yeah, it's a very sensitive subject, I think, for people on both sides of the spectrum, for men and women kind of going through it, especially at younger ages. But, you know, it's interesting because, Georgios, you talked about the drug you were on, and I think that's what most people associate with hair loss is like the prescription drug approach. But you guys took a more holistic hair wellness approach that didn't really exist before Nutrafol. So can you tell us a little bit about the early stages of the business and why taking a holistic approach was the way that you guys wanted to go?
Yeah, absolutely. We always believed in a holistic approach. We believed in targeting the root causes to really address the problem, right? Nobody in the industry was really addressing it from that angle. Just to give you an example, finasteride, the drug, is only targeting the DHT hormone. And we very quickly understood that there's multiple factors that really play a huge role when it comes to the disruption of the hair growth cycle, such as stress. At the root of stress is, of course, the cortisol hormone, inflammation, oxidative stress, nutrient deficiencies. So nobody in the industry and none of the solutions available out there were addressing this from a multifactorial approach, targeting really the root causes versus the symptoms. So that as an hypothesis made a lot of sense. Now, of course, we had to prove that out and we had to really double down on the research there and write a very comprehensive white paper to share with the medical community in order to raise awareness around this new approach. And that has been one of the main factors why we have been able to build such a powerful brand, is because we invested in the early days in tremendous amount of time and resources in research, science, innovation, and education really around how to address this in a very different way.
Absolutely. And it sounds like a lot of science and a lot of white papers and things of that nature. So I'm curious, what's your background? Like, was this something that was completely foreign to you? Sophia, I know you mentioned you were in medical school. So can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Yeah. So I came from a Western medical background. I'm an MD. I came in to sort of, you know, broaden the scope of what Georgios is an engineer. So I think he has like this engineering mindset, and Roland is a businessman with a lot of biohacking experience. And I came with my background. I did, you know, residency. I trained in dermatology. I had my own personal story. I burned out while being in medical school and in residency. So over time, my body just showed it. So I had to take a break. And when I took that break, we started talking to Roland and Georgios, and that was really how we kind of like, I veered off in a different direction, because that made sense to me, because I understood that even my manifestations of symptoms are related to things that I couldn't really find in Western medicine, or couldn't understand that there's so many, like Georgios was saying, there's so many root causes for anything and everything that happens in our bodies. Our bodies are connected. They're holistic. So it makes sense when you treat something or you address something, it's a holistic way of addressing it. But with a mindset that comes from Western medicine, I'm still scientifically based. Like in Western medicine, everything is incredibly evidence-based. So I had to prove things to myself before I could even engage or I could even put forth anything. So we did a lot of research and science diving into it. So it made it's kind of a no-brainer once we tie things together with science and research about these clinically effective ingredients that actually made sense to all the doctors.
Hey everyone, before we get into that next question, I want to take a moment to talk about one of today's sponsors, Coors Pure. So I know I've talked to you guys a lot about Coors Pure lately, but that's just because I drink it, I really love it, and I know you guys will too. The all new Coors Pure is a refreshingly simple beer with organic barley, organic hops, and water. It's the perfect beer to celebrate the small wins of everyday life. Lately, I've been getting back into a routine of working out, whether it's yoga, Pilates, or a good hike. And I think along with incorporating fitness into my routine comes wanting to make healthy decisions for my diet. Coors Pure is a great option for active lifestyle drinkers. You can look forward to a low-calorie beverage that rewards you after all the hard work that you've put in. In fact, I'm recording this on my patio as we speak with my Coors Pure in hand. And my husband actually noticed it in the fridge the other day and was like, "Where did this come from? It tastes so good." We absolutely love Coors Pure in my household. It has such a clean and crisp taste and includes ingredients that you can pronounce and feel good about. So if you want to be more thoughtful about purchasing healthy alternatives and you're ready to make the switch to a balanced and healthy lifestyle without losing the enjoyment, well, then you definitely need to check this out. Coors Pure is all about promoting balance and giving aggressive affirmations to everyday heroes. Whether you got that run in or just got as far as putting on your running clothes, Coors Pure celebrates you. So when you want to enjoy a beer, reach for Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. Go to CoorsPure.com to see where you can find Coors Pure. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Cheers. Now let's get back to our chat. Sounds like the you know, experimenting and the white papers that you did proved your theory in that way, that this was a completely connected experience. But the thing that I like about Nutrafol too is that it's designed for both men and women. I think previously, in terms of marketing, brands had always separated the two, gone in with a very specific message for men or a very specific message for women. So why was it important for you to serve both audiences in the marketplace?
Well, for me specifically, I thought it was really important. So I think first of all, each of us had a story, right? So each of us needed a solution, right? So men and women, biological genders I'm talking about, right? For me, it was really important because there wasn't really anything out there for women too. Whereas for men, there were some things, but for women, it was very, very few and far in between, even from like a medical standpoint. So, you know, just the bottom line is biological genders and different stages in life need different things. They're affected by different root causes to a different degree. So when we're talking about a science-based approach, we knew that one size fits all is not going to work. So that is why we created different forms of Nutrafol and actually patented it for specific biological genders and age life stages. And we continue to innovate on that too, in a very personalized approach.
It was pretty obvious because even just seeking for solutions ourselves, there were all these supplements that were targeting all genders, right? It was everything. It was just a bunch of ingredients put together and then essentially hoping for the best. There was no individualized approach to this. And as Sophie said, the body is incredibly complex. And what is affecting you or your sensitivity to a underlying cause may be very, very different, even from a genetic standpoint. An individualized and a personalized approach for us was the only way to continue to innovate. And that has been also a big part of our success.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about the emotional ramifications of hair loss, hair thinning. So as a brand, you understand that hair loss and thinning can do incredible damage to self-esteem, your health, and your confidence. So how has Nutrafol's integrated personalized support to address not only the customer's physical journey, but their emotional one as well?
You know, you're like you said, okay, and I personally experience this. So hair loss and thinning is wrapped up with a lot more emotion than just hair, right? It's not just the physical aspect. It's really a lot about our self-esteem, about how we feel about each other. You know, I talk from a perspective of a woman. Georges can talk about it from the perspective of a man, but like we all need support. So I think it's really important that we knew that when we just put a product out, it's not just about putting a product out. It's about supporting our customers through that emotional journey. And so as a result of that, you know, we wanted to create a community. We wanted to, for the customers to have access to us and to have access to well-trained people. So we actually have naturopathic doctors that are able to take our subscribers through a journey. So they can talk to them at any point in time and they can actually advise them because, you know, again, it's not a magic pill. We're not just throwing out a magic pill. It's a lifestyle. So it's really important to also look at like lifestyle modifications and diet. And I think those things can be a little challenging for people to address. So we really try our best to support people through that. So the naturopathic doctors can talk and look at what is affecting your hair health and how can we actually help you more. On the other side, we have a robust social media community. So where we actually do have people constantly answering questions. And I think another aspect of it is education, because there's a lot of myths out there and miseducation. So we really have to be clear about what we put out there to support our customers. And again, to make sure that they know what they're dealing with and can actually take control on their own and with our assistance. We also have like a very uniquely trained customer experience team, and both emotionally as well as scientifically. So they're able to answer questions, and when they're not, they're also able to elevate it. And we have such a robust backing by the physician community that we can also tell, hey, like, I think we should go to the doctor, you know? And we always advise that because physicians also back our product. I mean, we are the number one dermatology recommended brand. So I think with this kind of like 360 approach, we're able to sort of build this community and really support people through their journeys through science, education, and just emotional support.
It's such an emotional journey for people, and it's very limiting in many ways. That's concerning, right? So what can we do as a brand to support? What can we do as a brand to be there for them? And that goes, as Sophie perfectly mentioned, way beyond product.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys are backed by over 3,000 physicians, as you said. So you have the scientific approach, you have the educational approach, but you also have the emotional approach as well. So can you tell us a little bit about how those are all differentiating factors from what's currently in the marketplace and which one plays the most important role, or are they all equal in your eyes?
I think they're all really important. I don't know, Georges, what do you think? I'm just kind of like going through what you mentioned and saying to myself, like, what do we pick as the most important thing? I think for us, that's what really differentiates ourselves, you know, us from many other brands out there, is that we are first and foremost, scientifically based. Like I said, it was really important for us to create or to sort of prove this to ourselves before we even came over and went anywhere else, right? To really dig into the science, to, you know, another thing that I think is really important to mention is that we are sort of in an environment that is not regulated. Supplements are not necessarily as regulated. We raised the benchmark by self-regulating. We use clinically effective ingredients at clinically effective dosages, standardized, bio-optimized, you know, tested for safety and efficacy. Like these things did not necessarily exist. And then as a result of that, physicians took this as different and they were able to understand. And we actually published numerous peer-reviewed articles with doctors and with key opinion leaders in the dermatology space regarding the scientific approach and regarding the ingredients. And then on top of that, we are doing double-blind placebo-controlled trials on our product, which again is so unusual for a supplement, right? So now you have all of this information. So there's this like, you know, consumers are getting a lot more educated and a lot more picky about what they put in their bodies. And so I think from that aspect, you know, that was truly a huge thing. The doctors are a huge backing. And then, you know, which speaks to the fact that we are number one dermatologist recommended. And and then on the other side, the emotional aspect is just as important. I think like breaking taboos, you know, talking, and I think coming from an experience ourselves where we felt like we couldn't talk about it is driving us to be kinder, to be more compassionate, to be able to bring the community together, to raise the standard in that way as well.
Hey guys, now a word from one of our amazing sponsors. This week's episode is brought to you by JustFab, a membership shopping platform bringing stylish women together. They believe that a great pair of shoes must have it all: an elevated design, comfortable fit, and an amazing price. Fashion shouldn't exist for the few, and they offer a wide range of sizes and fits in the most comfortable trends, so every woman can walk forward with confidence.
This summer, JustFab is your go-to shopping destination. With lightweight fabrics, fresh neutrals, and ultra-comfortable form-fitting silhouettes, every style has been carefully designed with you in mind. JustFab offers all the summer styles and trends you want to try at an accessible price point. This is your opportunity to try out new things and create a fun, fresh summer wardrobe. When you become a VIP, you'll get your first pair of shoes for only $10, plus 50% off any clothing, accessories, or additional styles you fall in love with. My personal favorite has been their Gaia flat sandal. Just because the fit is so good, the color selection has so many varieties, and it's really just a timeless piece that goes well with everything. This style is specifically from Just Fab's Kelly Rowland collection. And can I just say, the whole collection is stunning. All of the styles are Greek goddess inspired. And if we're being honest, the whole collection kind of makes me feel like I should book a trip to Santorini this summer, okay? I'm very excited about it. Plus, they're super comfortable. Needless to say, you should definitely head over to their site and browse their incredible selection. And as a VIP member, you'll always shop at VIP prices. Plus, you'll get access to exclusive sales, products, and collabs, including the current Kelly Rowland collection. When it comes to membership, whether you shop, skip, or get credited, you can always shop at VIP prices. So go to justfab.com/workparty to become a VIP and get your first pair for only $10. That's justfab.com/workparty to become a VIP and get your first pair for only $10. Okay, let's get back to the party.
I mean, you launched in 2013 around a very challenging topic. So when it comes to marketing, what has your approach been to target, you know, a very emotional and stigmatized topic? You know, what has been a challenge in launching the brand in such a sensitive subject for people? How have you sort of approached that from a marketing lens?
I will never forget when we launched our first ad in a magazine, a renowned magazine, and the tagline said, take control of hair loss. And we're gently asked to take that down or to not do that because it wasn't fitting their audience. It wasn't appropriate, the word that was used, which was such a big wake-up call for all of us. Why is this not discussable? Why is this not a topic that we can have together, right? Because that typically what sparks innovation and support and empowerment. That was such a big wake-up call for us. So it's been really our mission to destigmatize hair loss for men and for women and to really be a voice of reason and a voice of trust in this space. And that's why it was so incredibly important for us to double down on science and to continue to change the conversation and create that level of trust with our consumers. The world has evolved. I think we've made a lot of progress. I think these topics right now are top of mind. So we're very grateful and we're very proud that we have contributed to that change. There's still a lot of work to be done, because it's still taboo, but at least we have, as a company, we've approached it in a very positive way. So we never talk about fear, right? We never use fear tactics in order to drive conversions or attract customers, right? We always come from a place of empowerment and really us educating and offering a solution that may work for people. It's not our goal to make anybody feel bad about a problem that they are experiencing. This is something that happens to a lot of people. It's a part of aging even, right? It's like, you know, hair health is decreasing. That happens in many different ways for men and for women across the board, also through all these different, you know, beautiful life cycles that everybody's going through. So yeah, we just want to be that voice of reason for people. And we don't talk about hair loss. We talk about growth, right? We talk about how can you become the best version of yourself, right? You can grow in so many ways in life. And we build a brand really around that, which is something that we're very proud of.
Yeah, I love that. I love the focus on growth versus loss. I think that's such an important lesson for all of us. So obviously, you know, you launched the business, you've been around for a very long time, you have proven success, you're the number one dermatology-backed brand, you've raised, you know, $30+ million. What have been some of the challenges of scaling your business, and what advice can you share for businesses who are experiencing fast growth like yourself?
I think the biggest challenge is to grow beyond a specific scale. Like, there's a lot of companies and startup companies that can raise money because they've got a great idea. But really taking it to the next level and building a healthy business out of that is a whole different ballgame. Everybody goes through that challenge, because if you don't, that means you're not scaling big enough, right? So it's all about how do you make sure that you grow the business in a healthy way and you can actually become profitable? So when it comes to specific challenges, when it comes to marketing initiatives, really diversifying all your marketing channels is key. And yes, we've experienced some turbulence there, but we have done a pretty amazing job to diversify well and make sure that we can get new people on board to use our products and services. We've been growing really, really rapidly, especially over the past really 2 years. And we're very grateful for that. It's just that what's happening out there is that companies raise money, a lot of money. And then, of course, you can spend a lot of marketing and attract new customers, but that is not always sustainable. So how do you ensure that you attract the right customer and then also maintain that relationship? And it goes back to what Sophie just said, which is, you know, supporting consumers throughout their entire journey, because then consumers come back and they're actually happy to commit to you short and long term. So these are definitely some of the challenges that we have faced, but we've overcome them through channel diversification and really doubling down on really life cycle marketing and supporting our people throughout the entire journey.
Let's take a quick break for our ad partners. Hey, listeners, I have a really exciting promotion for all of you today. My absolute favorite online style expert, Stitch Fix. If you follow me on Instagram, you know how much I love experimenting with fashion and styling chic outfits to suit my busy lifestyle. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. It's a completely different and fun way to find clothes that you'll love to wear. Every piece is chosen for your fit and your life, and it's the easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best. Now, you guys might be wondering, this is just another subscription cost I'm going to have to add to my monthly budget. And the answer is no. With Stitch Fix, there is no subscription required. You can try it once or set up automatic deliveries and you'll pay just $20 in styling fees per box, which gets accredited toward the pieces you end up keeping. So you also get free shipping, returns, and exchanges and have the option to try on pieces at home before you buy. Trust me, they take great care of you and I love the try before you buy option. I'm so obsessed with this service right now because it saves me a lot of time from online shopping without having to sacrifice great style. Right now, I'm actually wearing a sundress that came in my curated box last week and I absolutely love it. They have so many beautiful products to choose from, and with a style expert on hand, you're guaranteed to find pieces you'll love. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to refresh your summer wardrobe. Get started today at stitchfix.com/party, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/party for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/party. Have fun!
Let's talk a little bit about last year. So obviously last year was a challenge for everyone, but there was also this great direct-to-consumer boom for different products. Obviously self-care was way up there in terms of search terms. So what were some of the operational changes you made in direct response to the pandemic, whether it was, you know, changing a revenue stream, your strategy, or any other shifts that you made during the last year, and have they been effective?
Yeah, that's a good question. We just for some background, we've got two main channels, which is D2C, and then we've got our physician channel, and that's very strong as well. So what we did during the pandemic from an OPEX standpoint, it's like, how do we minimize costs to stormproof the company? Very important, right? Because nobody knew how consumer behavior is going to respond, or how client acquisition costs would change, or how CPMs online or on television would change either. So how do we deal with all of these unknowns? So number one is making sure that your operational expenses come down, mainly through marketing and through efficiencies there. How do we make sure that we support our physician channel the best way possible? Because during the pandemic, a lot of the physician offices closed. So we introduced a pretty innovative business model that allows patients to buy products through us, but really through the doctors, a really powerful referral program that was really supportive, not just for the patients, but also for the doctors while their doors were closed. So that was very successful. And that in combination with us, to my previous point, diversifying our marketing channels, making sure that your client acquisition costs do not increase tremendously, was number one priority. In the beginning of the pandemic, we saw CPMs drop, which essentially means that it costs less to acquire on a customer. But we saw very quickly that all bouncing back to normal levels, really in during summer last year. So yeah, we were we're fortunate to that our consumer base and our subscription base maintained very loyal to us, and we maintained very loyal to them. We clearly were not a nice to have. We were a must have for a lot of our customers. And that just further proves the point that, you know, this is not something that people and consumers would economize on, right? Hair is important. It's a part of their identity. And even during a very turbulent time, they were willing to commit and stick with us, which is incredible.
That's amazing. And also during such a stressful time, I'm sure there was like an uptick as well, since everyone was so stressed out. So I want to talk about like new things for Nutrafol. So one of the main drivers for Nutrafol's success is truly knowing your customers and their unique characteristics. By connecting with your customers, you've actually been able to identify audience segments that were previously overlooked and develop new solutions specifically for them. For instance, postpartum women. So can you tell us a little bit about your newest product? What went into the creation and why you developed it?
It's a post, like you said, it's a postpartum hair product. Last year, about 4 million babies were born, and I don't know if it's more or less than usual, but sure, there was a baby boom.
Everyone was pregnant.
Everybody had babies. So 50 to 90% of women after having given birth are known to experience massive shedding. In our focus group, it was actually 100% of women. So I don't know if those statistics are underrepresented because women don't want to fill out surveys maybe after they give birth, very likely. So we wanted to really apply the same, you know, innovation standards to a science-backed efficacy approach to a product that would meet the needs of these women and help sort of empower them through this process, through this recovery period, right? The result is that we created a physician formulated and also developed with an OBGYN product that is actually breastfeeding friendly, which is not the case for a lot of options on the market right now. It is formulated to counter the emotional and physical stress post-pregnancy and actually post-birth specifically, as well as any nutritional gaps that occur and throughout pregnancy and after birth. So we once again identified it, sort of the root causes of what's going on with a woman during that time. I think it, like what you said, was really important for us. It was always really key to find these populations that are in need of support and demographics that actually need support. So this is actually not the first time we're doing that. This product is new. And yes, it's addressing a population that is incredibly under sort of served. And also we had earlier created a product that was specifically for women transitioning from menopause. So when we're talking about life cycles, it's not just about marketing. It's also about creating a product for a woman during the different stages of when she's experiencing hair thinning, which was never the case before. There actually no studies existed on a hair supplement for women transitioning through menopause. And we had just gotten fabulous results after, which are not yet published, after 12 months. So, and the 6 months results are published. So I think it was very key for us to respond to our customers, to respond also to the needs of our doctors. Their doctors are telling us what they need too. And so that is why we create products, right? And we create them to support people through what they're experiencing.
I know so many women who are pregnant, but also like my sister, and across the board, I think everyone had experienced hair loss of some kind post-pregnancy. So again, to your point, you know, targeting your consumer where they're at in that life cycle is so key in really creating that messaging and marketing around that, but also building the product specifically for that. So let's talk a little bit about entrepreneurship and building a business and a team and all those things. So obviously there's a lot of calculated risks that come with entrepreneurship. So what's the most pivotal risk that you've taken and how did it change your path, both positively or negatively?
I think the entire business was a massive risk. The putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and start something from scratch that everybody advises you not to. And that's how everything started for us. For us, it was important to also prove everybody wrong, right? Because to our previous conversation, you know, we all have very different backgrounds. We all came together with a different viewpoint, and together we were able to build something, you know, quite powerful that truly adds a lot of value to people's lives. But throughout the entire journey, I think building out a pretty large team to support us with all these initiatives that we believe were important was also very risky, even in the early days. Investing a lot of funds and even our own money, all of our own money, in science and innovation. It's not necessarily something that nobody told us to do so, because we were basically able to formulate something even without that. But to Sophie's point, we wanted to prove to ourselves first that this approach is working and it's going to be valuable for us and for millions of other people. So that was a massive risk in the beginning, investing in science and in double-blinded clinical trials. Nobody knew how these trials would come out, right? So, but we followed our gut as entrepreneurs. We always have to do that, right? And making sure that we doing what we feel is right. And that turned out to be quite successful.
Yes, big risk, big reward. But you guys are both walking billboards for your company because you both have incredible hair. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's amazing. So we will get right into the sentence finishers, rapid fire questions. So here we go. So the best career advice I always give is, we'll do Giorgio's first.
Embrace what's uncomfortable.
I would say be open to pivoting and also dance when you can.
Yes, definitely. Definitely helpful. Definitely pivoting last year was like the number one tip. One productivity tip or work hack that has truly changed my life is?
I'm planning my entire day the night before for a variety of reasons. It just changes your entire next day. One, you actually sleep better because everything is organized. And your mind is not racing. And then the moment you wake up, you know exactly what to do and how you're going to tackle the day. That's been incredibly helpful.
I do the same thing. Sophia?
Second screen. Monitors, the more the better.
Truly a game changer. I can't go back. Even on a plane, I'm like, I feel like I'm so more productive.
Limited.
Yes, totally. The number one book I always recommend is?
Good to Great. Jim Collins. Phenomenal book.
My favorite book is, or at least the one I always recommend, is The Four Agreements.
Ooh, I haven't read either of those. I'm going to have to check them out. And final question, success to me means?
Constant personal, mental, and spiritual growth.
Making a contribution in some capacity. For me, it means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you guys are changing people's lives out there in more ways than you know. So tell us where everyone can find more information on Nutrafol, where they can buy it, where they can follow you on social and all that good stuff.
You can buy Nutrafol at Nutrafol.com. So that's the best. You can also, like Georges was saying, we also have doctors that carry Nutrafol. So that's another option. You want to follow us on Nutrafol, Nutrafol. Please follow us.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for being on Work Party. Loved chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
For more inspiring conversations like this one, subscribe to Work Party on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to rate and review us or show us some love on social. We love seeing you tune in every week and share your favorite episodes. We're at Work Party on Instagram and at It's a Work Party on Facebook and Twitter. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party.